Willie Sutton is a bank robber from the early 1900s. He used all different types of disguises to rob banks, and after 20 years, he had acquired almost $2 million from the banks he'd robbed. When he was finally caught, the authorities got him in a room and began to interview him and question him. And one of the questions were, Willie, why do you rob banks? And he scratched his head and looked at him and said, because that's where the money is. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Thanks for reaching out. You can get a hold of me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by MingleMateMary.com, podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage. And it's got material and swag that will drive you crazy. They got a great hoodie there called It's a Great Day to Be Married. And I hope that you have a great marriage and can rock it. Hey, we're covering Colossians chapter 3, where the very first two verses says, put your mind and your heart up in heaven with Christ. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. You know, that's a nice sentiment, right? Set your mind on things above and not on things below. Oh, it's so heartwarming. It's a command. It's a command. It's not something that's a suggestion. It's not a good idea. It is an order from Paul, from the Holy Spirit. Get your mind out of the world. Get it out of the gutter. Get it out of work. Get it out of your home. Get it centered on Christ. You know, I was talking about Willie Sutton, and he was a bank robber. And again, the famous line is, why did you rob banks? Because that's where the money was. You know, you want to know more about God. You want to have more of him in your life, be moved by him more. You want to be used by him more. Get your mind up in heaven. That's where God is. That's where the money is, the heavenly earth, the heavenly money, not the earthly money. But you know what I'm saying? Get your mind in heaven. If you have a Christ mindset, here are some things you'll notice. And if you don't have these, then it's probably a good checkup to say, God, help me have these mindsets because these are heavenly mindsets. Number one, you look out for others first. Philippians 2, verses 2 through 5. You're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about others, period. Number two, we understand that we are to please God by that which we do not see. What do I mean? 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 9. We live our lives by faith. We cannot please God unless we live a life of faith. That's the right mindset. Number three, a mind that first wants to seek God. You got a problem, you seek God. You got an issue, you seek God. You got something thankful, you thank God. You, whatever it is that pops into that fuzzy little brain of yours, the first thing you do is you want to seek God and know him and know his thoughts regarding it. Number four, it's a mind that is focused on God's plan for each individual. 2 Corinthians 9, 7. This is a verse about giving offerings, but the principle behind it is, what does God want you to do? Don't try to be the next Garth Heckman. Please, it's not worth it. Try to be you. What does God want you to be? That's the right mindset. Number five, a Christ-centered mind is a mind that reflects God's heart. 1 Corinthians 13, 5. It keeps no record of wrongs. That's easy to do, right? How many of us that are married can say, not exactly. But that's a mind that reflects God's heart. You've heard me say many times, God doesn't give second chances. People go, what do you mean he doesn't give second chances? Of course he gives second chances. His mercy endures forever. But if you understand that when he forgives you, he throws your sins as far to the east, to the west, he never remembers them, you come up to him and you say, I need to ask for forgiveness again. And he says, again? Yeah, I need a second chance. A second chance? I don't remember the first one because he forgives us. He forgets our sins. And so we need to have that same mindset where we don't keep a record of wrongs with other people, especially our spouse. It's also, number six, a mind that understands the plans of the wicked. Yeah, the mindset of Christ helps us see through that which Satan is trying to do to trick us. Matthew 9, 4. It says that Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he asked them, why do you have such evil thoughts in your hearts? That one alone, if you had to have the mind of Christ and you knew the plans of the wicked, you knew the person who was conniving against you at work, or the people that were talking about you on the job, or whatever it was, to understand the plans of the wicked and to be able to say, okay, God, show me now how to handle that, what to do, keep you from a lot of trouble. Number seven, it's a mind that is under constant renewal and transformation. Romans 12:2. Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. The word there, transform, you often hear people say, it's you know, like metamorphosis, like a butterfly. You know, a caterpillar goes into a cocoon and then it turns into a butterfly. It's actually much more rich than that. It means that you continually graduate into a greater and greater and greater and greater being in Christ. First, you're a caterpillar. Then you're a butterfly. Then you go from a butterfly to an eagle. Then you go from an eagle to, I don't know, to a dolphin. I don't know. It's evolving in a sense, but it means you don't just transform your mind once, but every time it transforms, you become even more like Jesus, then even more like Jesus, then even more like Jesus. Not a one-time thing, people. Number eight, it's a mind that is not easily fooled. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. The context there is that you think that you're most important, that your priorities are number one, and that what you're doing is right, and a mindset that's focused on Christ says, wait a second, I'm not going to be fooled by my own desires. How many of us have been fooled by our feelings, right? Yeah, it happens a lot. And finally, the last two. It's a mind that is of one mind. James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. This doesn't mean that you can't do two things or three things or even four things. What it does mean is make sure that what you are doing is what God wants you to do. Look, if you're only doing one thing, but it's the wrong thing, you're double-minded. If you're doing two things and one is of God and one isn't, you're double-minded. If you're doing five things, but they're all of God, you're single-minded. You're focused on Christ. And also, we need to understand this, that with a new mind comes new ideas, new possibilities, new answers, new insights, a new world, new reflection, new words. It's everything's new. Be ye completely transformed again and again and again by putting your mind and your heart up in heaven with Christ. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.